year, and I'm 40, so I don't mean any disrespect, but it's like a 30-year-old back that's getting up there at that position. How did your body feel after the season?
It feels great. You know, played a full season, played every game, every carry that they gave me. I feel great. I feel amazing.
Have you done anything different? You know, you always hear about when a running back gets 30. Have you done anything different with training, conditioning, or anything in the offseason or regular season?
The thing I do most is I just make sure I stay on a healthy diet. You know, as long as I eat good, you know, maintain my weight, I'm pretty good at it. So it's easy to stay healthy at that point.
Sorry, how much interest was there from other teams, and then why did you decide to come here?
I had interest from other teams. Don't want to get into detail about who, but I chose Philly because I thought it was the best fit for me. I like the guys here, you know. I like the way they do things around here, you know. I like the way they play ball, so you know, I felt like this was the perfect fit for me.
Did the Patriots want you back? And if so, why didn't you go back? Did they want you back?
But, you know, at the same time, like I said, you know, I felt like this was a perfect fit for me. You know, I've done everything, you know, that I wanted to do, and I've won two Super Bowls with those guys, you know, and I don't regret a single second of being there because I loved it there. You know, they have, you know, some of the best years of football that you could ever, you know, remember. So I'm happy to be a part of. I'm happy that I was a part of a few of those. So,
well, Garrett, they talked to you all about what your role is going to be in this offense. Obviously, Wendell Smallwood is here. Darren Sproles. They drafted Pumphrey. They talked to you all where you might fit in.
No, I just basically, you know, I'm excited to come here and compete for, you know, for the job or for whatever, you know, position they want me to fill, you know, whatever they want me to do, you know, I'm here for. So, you know, I'm a very coachable player. So. I'm excited just to be here and to compete with those guys and hopefully make some room for myself.
Is there a certain number of carries, though, that you like to get going in a game?
As a running back, you want to get into a rhythm of the game, you know, see how the defense is playing, what the flow of the game is. I wouldn't necessarily put a number on it, but, you know, after a few, you can kind of tell.
Having the experience of winning Super Bowls, how can that help coming here for a team that's obviously looking for that first?
It could help a lot, you know. I know what it takes, you know, at least from me, you know, and what I have to do. You know, I know guys like Chris Long know what it takes for him and what he has to do to better himself and his position group. So you just got to basically just take it running and make sure that you do everything that you know how to do to make sure you can improve the team or in whatever category you can, especially individually.
Did you talk about coming here to compete, but outside of Sproles, it's a very young group of running backs here. Do you envision yourself having a mentorship role here with these backs?
I'm one of the older backs here, so I definitely want to make sure that the young guys stay on the right track. You know, they have a great group here. You know, especially, you know, Sproles, Pumphrey, you know, Smallwood, you know, all those guys. You know, so they got a lot of good guys here, and you know, Marshall, all the running backs here are great guys, you know, or you know, they wouldn't be here. So I, you know, like I said, I just want to make sure that I fit in with the group and make sure that they know that I'm here.
You know,
the Eagles don't employ a running back here. Is that a problem for you?
I'm sorry?
The Eagles don't use a running back in their fullback in their offense. Is that a problem for you?
No, it's not a problem for me at all.
There was a report that the Giants made an offer to you. Was there any consideration to them, and what made you pick the Eagles over them?
Like I said, I don't want to get into detail about who and what, you know, it was, but you know, I chose the Eagles, you know, for the specific reason of, you know, me fitting in, you know, really good here. The chance of making the team, you know, have a championship run, you know, have a better season, you know, and they're a really good team. They were a really good team before I came. And they have a lot of really special players on their team that makes a lot of good plays. So, you know, I just want to fit in there somewhere.
Did you talk to Chris Long before you came here? And if so, what did he tell you about the organization, the city?
I've always had a pretty good relationship with Chris, even since he, you know, since he got into New England, I've had a pretty good relationship with him. So, you know, I talked to him on and off, you know, throughout the offseason, regardless of before I even considered coming here.
Well, yeah, short, clearly you would be so successful last year with New England, and do you see kind of like a similar, you can be in a similar situation here? I mean, I know you were really good, obviously, on the short yardage situations and stuff, but like, was there something that they did that really helped you out, you know, as far as last season was concerned?
You probably have, you know, the best quarterback to ever play football. So Tom is an amazing player. He's a smart player, and you know, when he's out there, you just, you know, he demands a lot of respect from any team that you play against. So, you know, I think that plays a big factor in it.
What do you think of Carson Wentz? What have you seen from Carson Wentz?
He's a really talented player. Obviously, he's one of the better quarterbacks of his you know, draft class and generation. So, I think he has the potential to be a really special player. He has all the tools that is needed and all the, you know, the grind that is needed, and he has the mindset to maximize his abilities if he just continues to work hard.
Well, Garrett, obviously you've been around for a lot long, and you see the Eagles, what they're doing in terms of building through the draft and have a young quarterback. Did they make any assurances that they're going to try and win this season?
Sorry?
Win the championship this season. Do they feel like they're building for, you know, to make any assurances to you about that?
I think every team is trying to win a championship. You know, no team goes out there expecting to, you know, not win. You know, so I think every team is expecting to win. You build a team around players that you know that'll help you do that. And Carson is one of those guys that you want to build a team around.
Do you think the fact that they brought you in, Chris, you know, older players, that basically tells you that that's where they're going with this?
I think that they're trying to win now, for sure.
In short yardage, goal line situations, what makes you effective then?
Just the simple fact that, you know, you just got to know your blocking schemes. You got to know, you know, where what the situation is. It's a mindset, you know, and you got to know that if it's third and inches or third and one, you know, that's what you get before you expect to get the big play. You know, you got to make sure you secure the first down first. So, just situational football is big, you know, and knowing the situation is big on how you can produce the first downs and the yardage you can.
You mentioned you're willing, one of the you're things ready to come about in here and compete. If the team does employ a running back by committee system, would you be willing to be a part of that?
Yeah, I've played with other running backs before. I've split time with Stephen Ridley. I split time with Cadillac Williams. You know, I've split a little with guys, you know, in it before, so it doesn't bother me.
Does the fact that you're clearly bigger than the other three tell you that your role was kind of going to be cemented as a bigger back, tough yardage guy, the first down?
Then, like I said, they haven't given me a role. They haven't placed me under any category, you know, just yet. I just got to go out. Before I do all that, I got to go out here and learn the offense, learn the playbook, learn what I'm going to be, you know, good at, what I'm going to be required and recommended to do. So I just got to figure that part out first before they label me with anything.
If you think back to the last time you left New England, it did not end well. What's going to make this one different?
Like I said, I chose this place because it's a place that I would like to be. A lot of guys here that are going to be a big part of why this team is going to be, you know, successful here in the future. So, you know, I want to be a part of that. I've been a part of something special before, and you know, I've had you just get the feeling that, you know, they have something special here. So, I want to be a part of that for sure.
How many years do you think you have left?
As many as I need to play.
Garrett, you mentioned that. You played New England, obviously. You played in other cities. Is there something tangible about that culture there that you can express, and can you bring it here?
I don't think you need to bring the culture of New England here. You know, they have a culture of their own. You know, they've had a lot of great players come through here. You know, B-Doc, you know, the running back coach, Deuce. You know, they've had Donovan. They've had a lot of great players come through here. So I don't think you need to bring the culture of anybody, of any team, over here because they simply they have their own.
I remember a couple of years ago at the Super Bowl about your relationship with Chip Kelly. He, of course, coached here. Still talk to him. Did you talk to him at all about signing with the Eagles? Did he call you at all?
Nah, I didn't. Nobody really knew. You know, I just kind of kept it low key. You know, it's not really, you know, for it wasn't really for me to just throw it out there for everybody to know. You know, so I just kind of kept it low key. I'm pretty sure he knows now, though.
your weight is listed differently on different websites. What are you at now?
The way that I need to be at.
we'll take one more, guys.
Yeah, I just want to get back to the fullback question for a second. Have you had much experience in the system without one, and if so, how different is it?
Yeah, I've had the experience without one. You know, New England doesn't always have a fullback. You know, Tampa didn't always have a fullback. You know, so you know, I've been in the backfield by myself before, and I don't have a problem with it. You know, I like having a fullback or not having a fullback. Being in the backfield, you're really back there by yourself in the first place. So it's not like you're paying attention to what he really does. You just gotta pay attention to what the scheme is and what the blocking scheme is and what you have to read. You know, so that doesn't really play a factor in how I run the football.